Welcome to KneeAbility Prep. We'll dive right into the formulas and then we'll explain the background behind it. So KneeAbility Prep is the bridge between KneeAbility exercises and then actual action like running or sports. So level one of KneeAbility Prep would be four sets of 120 meters going backwards as fast as you can, pain-free. So walking backwards, jogging backwards, running backwards, sprinting backwards. The idea would be that you wouldn't want to go into a sport that had forward running unless you could sprint backwards. Now, I do this on a basketball court. Alyssa joined me yesterday. I did level three, she did level one. So her level one, she took it easy like that. She started walking and then turned the walk into a jog, into a sprint, into a run. On a basketball court, it's about 30 meters from one side to the other. Everyone's got a local rec center or LA Fitness or something. So anyone can go do this, which is really cool. Not everyone has like good weather outside or a track or something like that. But if you did have a track, you could use like the entire length of one side. So you do that. So she goes there, back, all backwards. 1 minute break. Again, 2 minute break. Again, 3 minute break. Again, and that would be the end of a session, or 4 minute break if you're then going to go into some activity. So that would be level one. That would be used as a bridge between, you know, being out of your sport. In her case, she was pregnant. So for her to go back into sprinting, in her case, her sport is figure skating, but this still gives her an off-ice workout to progress back into high-intensity jumps and landings in figure skating. So we're really following two interesting clues here, one of which is that in elderly, backward walking is shown to reduce chances of falling down the stairs. So it's all knees over toes. Walking backwards, knees over toes. Going downstairs, knees over toes. But then in youth athletes, we don't really have anything, any studies in between, but in youth, they took one group, had them do forward sprinting, which we already do a ton of. Took another group, had them do backward sprinting. The backward group got significantly faster at running forwards than the forwards group did. And for every 1 inch of vertical jump, the forward group gained, the backward group gained 4 inches. When you do a vertical jump, your knees have to go over your toes. No 40-inch vertical in NFL combine history didn't have knees over toes. And in fact, you can see a direct ratio. The better you can get your knees over your toes, the higher you can vertically jump. You're able to just use more of your lower body. So with those interesting clues, we can see that, let's say you're in a cycle where you're hurt, your knee hurts, whatever, you stop doing your sport, now you get out of shape. Now it comes time to get back in shape. This is the trick, and my God, do I wish I would have known this, because I was in those vicious cycles, and you get hurt or you have chronic pain, so you stop playing your sport. Now you get out of shape. Now in trying to get back into shape, now you beat up your knees even more and maybe get an even worse injury, and now you end up in this cycle where you seem like you can never get back into your sport. And backward, the concept of going backwards alone can get you there, can make that bridge. So this is really simple but really powerful stuff that I just feel everyone needs to be aware of. So you really shouldn't be going to level two unless you can sprint backwards. I just don't see any reason to go to level two. And level two is really simple. It's the same amount of distance covered, but let's say you're on that basketball court. You go 30 meters backward and then you stay facing the way you are and you sprint now 30 meters. But again, you could go from a 30 meter sprint to then a 30 meter jog. So you use the backwards to keep prepping your body and keep strengthening your knees and lower legs to be able to run without pain. But the idea would be to sprint backwards and be able to sprint forward, sprint backwards, sprint forwards. That's a set. So that's the goal with level two, is to get where you can sprint forwards and backwards without pain. You wouldn't want to go into a sport like basketball or soccer or rugby without putting some time in on this first, because it's going to make you faster. It's going to better prep you. It's going to protect your knees. So what then is level three? So level three is what I did yesterday. I'm on advanced zero. Monday, Thursday, leg days. Monday being loaded, Thursday being body weight. But everything has an alternate if you wanted to just do load or just do body weight. Tuesday, Friday is then hips and upper body. So it's like Monday, start in the ankle, work the way up the legs. Now Tuesday, go through the hips and then finish all the way actually in the neck on Tuesday. So my body's actually really primed to jump on Wednesday. Wednesday is an off day in that program. The base system, zero dense standards, 5 days a week. But now I'm going through and making advanced versions, and I really think it should be 4 days to ensure, you know, recovery. Also, it gives you a chance now with your body to go do something fun. So yesterday was a dunk session. So I get to the court. I do the 8 basic steps of zero. Then I did the following, level three of knee prep. So I go backwards, and honestly, for me, right when I finish the eight basic steps of zero and I go to the very first set of backward, I can just sprint. So I'm not saying you have to just start out sprinting. Every single aspect of these drills, every single aspect of every exercise, you get out of it what you can put in without pain. That means you're creating an amount of adaptation that now you can recover back stronger, whereas if you work through pain, you're risking creating more degradation than you create positive adaptation. Not to mention, you don't really recruit the muscles correctly. When you're in pain, you don't realize that you shy away from being in the correct positions to create the adaptation that you want. So I just sprint backwards, then I sprint forwards, then I go lateral, which is so specific. Almost everyone will cheat this unless you have someone coaching you. You should actually set up a camera from a side angle when you do this. You're going to put your hands together. You're going to put your hands below your knees without your back rounding. Go ahead and try that position right now. Your knees are over your toes. So to move laterally, you can just stand tall, but that's not effective for sport. It's extremely disadvantageous. You're training in bad habits. You're not playing the way Michael Jordan played. Michael Jordan was a 6'6 guy who played with his knees farther over his toes than anyone else. He's able to get lower, have better leverages. That then creates more adaptation. So every time you move laterally, the way that I'm describing right now, every time you do that, you're not putting money in the bank to have more bulletproof knees, to be more comfortable and stronger and more explosive in a low position than the person who's lazier and not as mentally tough as you, or not putting in the work to have pain-free knees to be in that position. So your hands are together for this drill. They're below your knees as a measurable, and your back doesn't round, and now you move your body as fast as you can laterally without your feet crossing. That's it. You have three measurables there. You can film yourself and see. It's very strict. It's black and white. Feet don't cross. Hands below knees. Lower back doesn't round. Fast as you can move your body. So I move my body from one side of the court. Then the final direction, I just move my body back. So that is a set for me. Backwards, forward, sideways, sideways. With those strict sideways measurables, which has everything to do with the effectiveness of that. You actually, quite literally, most players, when they train defense, they're actually making themselves worse at defense than if they didn't practice at all, because they're training in really poor habits. So there you go. Those are the three levels. Didn't take long to explain. What other questions might people have on this? Well, you know, the very, very lowest is walking backwards. So theoretically, it's not like there's some limit on how much you could do this, but I personally would recommend, if you're actually trying to do something intense, like in my case, I did that and then I did my dunk session. I think at a minimum, I think every other week will work. So I think if you did that once every 2 weeks, meaning like, let's say you started right now, I'm doing this program for a full year, Advanced Zero, and I'm doing a dunk session every other week. I'm a workaholic. That's the minimum I think that I can do and actually make progress, you know, on my jumping. So I would say that's the minimum. In terms of the maximum, you know, I think that twice a week could still work. But if you look at like really elite athletics, you know, you don't have to overdo things to make really good progress. And then we're also, when you look at these levels, it's like the more advanced you get, well, now if you're doing like a dunk session after, you really don't have to do it very often. But if you're just trying to get back into your sport, if you're just trying to rehab back to your sport, then I think you could do it like Wednesdays and weekends or something like that. So there you go. Not too much else to talk about. Good talk. Keep me posted on your questions. I'll keep making podcasts as fast as I can, under 10 minutes, three levels. In case, you know, I forgot anything here, you can also skim over the article. And I'm also making a YouTube video so you can see visuals of this. Much love. I think this is a good example of the closer we get to the truth, the simpler it gets. And just always remember that, know that, spread that, that the ability to move your body forwards is really, you know, without pain, it's just a math equation of how much pain-free ability you have backwards. Those are quite literally the exact forces going in. And then when you get into jumping and sport, you now add in that lateral factor. So we want to be able to handle you know, the very best of positioning pain-free there as well. But that's, it's really just built on this simple concept. It's all built on this simple concept that by going backwards, we can put money in the bank to go forwards and end this vicious cycle of getting out of shape, getting bad knees, getting worse knees because we get out of shape. So now we have a solution. We can get in better shape. We can have a win, 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 get in shape, putting money in the bank for our knees, and unlocking untapped athletic potential.